welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Gary from Sussex is calling.
Hey, Gary, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Good. Hey, you know, to be fair, Earl, both sides are...
I said both sides.
Right.
Okay,
I agree. But you've been emphasizing the fact about the Republicans in Wisconsin and stuff like that. Now, as far as I'm concerned, you know, when you went out there and mentioned it doesn't really pay to go vote in these national elections. Well, you know, don't keep pressing that because it's going to keep your people from voting.
My people. Listen, man.
You're a Democrat.
Let me say this, man.
I want to be fair.
Why would you be worried about, people?
Because I believe in fair elections.
You believed in fair elections, then the elections can never be fair when private groups can donate $20 million to elections. How is that fair?
You mean like Soros and other people like
I said
that?
All of them. So don't even use the term fair elections. Because when you use the term fair elections, I got to really scratch my head, man. When you see the amount of money business and private billionaires are dumping into campaigns, both Democrats and Republicans, and then you talk, and then you say you care about fair elections. You don't.
No, I do. Earl, how can you say that I don't? I do believe it. Why would I call up and tell you to stop talking about it doesn't pay to go vote?
Because fair elections would mean that billionaires couldn't buy the elections.
But they do, and this is the way
then how are the elections
fair?
They've
been trying to change it for years,
listen.
And it's not going to change.
Well, then how are the elections fair? Explain that to me.
I didn't say that they are fair.
Well,
you said you believe
in fair elections.
No, I said, listen to the tape. I want fair elections. I do. That's what I want.
Not going to get fair elections. They're not fair as long as the wealthiest people in the world can buy them. How is that fair?
Earl, we've been trying to change that for probably the last 50 years.
No, you haven't. Because as Tom just said, it's only been 10 or so years that they've allowed this money in politics to happen.
All right, I have just one. You and I could go back and forth all day on this. I do have one other question. Something that do you believe that the rule of law, that if there's a law, it should be enforced? Do you believe that if they pass a law, it should be enforced, that the cops should give tickets to people who are speeding if they're going 50 in a 35 zone? It should be enforced, correct? Correct, right? I'm not trying to trick you. I just want to know.
Number one, I'm sorry, but you can't trick me.
I'm not trying to. I didn't say I'm going to.
What's the point, man?
The point is, if they let's say with the abortion issue, Josh Call said that he will not enforce and arrest doctors or women going in for abortions if the law goes back to the 1880s law.
Listen,
or
man,
I'm not going to do it.
I've got Josh.
No, I just want to
listen, man. I've got Josh Call on next week. Okay.
Okay.
So I mean, it's a ridiculous statement. I mean,
it isn't. No, there are people who are elected to enforce the laws. You take an oath of office, and if the law says this way, then you have to enforce it. And if you don't, then you're breaking your promise, you're old.
Well, listen, how many elected officials on both sides ever follow the law? Come on.
Well,
So you just changed the law. So here's my problem.
If you're not allowed to have your...
Here's my problem with guys like you. You point out Josh Call. Yes. You point out Josh Call and you say...
Just remember, we're friends, Earl.
Hey, Gary, I'm talking about people on the right when I say guys like you. You point out Josh Call and you say, and you point out and say, he's not following the law. But you won't point out guys like Robin Voss and say he's not following the law. That's where I have a problem with guys like you.
Okay,
your premise started with people should follow the law if that's what it is. You didn't say unilaterally that's what you were saying. And then you brought in Josh Call. You picked out one person. But when I did point it out to you that you're just picking out one guy and one issue, and I bring up Robin Voss, and Robin Voss not following the law, you know.
And he should be following the law.
But he doesn't. But you didn't bring up Robin Voss.
No. There's probably a whole bunch of people are.
I know, but why did you bring up Josh Call?
Because
he's a Democrat. Because he's a Democrat. That's why you brought it up.
Josh Call made a point that he says, I will not follow the law and I will not arrest these people for this. You know, I'm just saying, if you don't like it, then you just change the law. If the law is so old from 1880s, then fine, change the law.
Hey, Gary, but Josh Call is not the person who wrote the law. He's not the legislature at the root of that.
Of course, his job is to enforce the law. The laws that are written, and if you don't like the law, then you just change the law.
Hey,
there's a lot of laws that are in the books right now from the 1880s, which are ridiculous laws.
Hey,
like
you're
not allowed to take your goat out in public or something. Change the law.
Well, then tell the legislature that has control over that, Gary.
Well, they will change
a Republican, a Republican legislature that has control. That's who has control over the legislature.
All the Democrats are up in arms now because they're going to say abortion is, you're going to stop abortion. No, they're going to still have abortions. It's just going to be up to the states. It's not going to be a federal law anymore. And everybody's all upset about it.
Gary, the people who are upset about it is because Republicans for the last 50 years have been trying to change that law. And then the fact that Republicans who have been trying to change that law for the last 50 years to come out and say Clarence Thomas and others and conservative talk show hosts, we've made a mistake. You know, they made a mistake 50 years ago with their decision. Who are they to say they made a mistake?
Well, first of all, I agree with that because it should not be a federal law.
Well, it doesn't, Gary, you're missing the point. But to say that what decisions that those Supreme Court justices made 50 years ago was a mistake, then why should the Supreme Court justices of today, who says that they're right? What makes them than the conservative justices of 50 years ago?
If you follow the Constitution, there's...
Listen, to hell with what you say when people talk about the Constitution. We've already been able to see the flaws in that document. So let's stop talking like the Constitution and what it is has been fair and just and equitable. It has not been.
And then, okay, so then you change things and you amend things and you do it. You just follow the rules. And I'm a guy that follows the rules.
Well, you know what? I'm a guy who, if the rules are not right, I'm not going to follow the rules. Okay, if the rules aren't just, I'm not going to follow those rules. Unjust rules should not be followed. That's my belief.
Then you try to change the rules, but you have to follow the rules.
Gotta go, man. Thank you very much for the call.
Hey, I'll see you.
Gotta go. 844-967-2789. Gotta go to the break. We'll be back.